This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado is suing the Trump administration for shutting down a federal program that helped communities prepare for disasters. The Building Resilient Infrastructure and Communities Program, or BRIC for short, has awarded more than $20 million to Colorado since 2020. But in April, FEMA, which ran the program, pulled the plug, and that left several Colorado projects in limbo. Kevin Klein runs Colorado's Emergency Management Division. He said the grants helped communities build back faster from disasters.
The bottom line is that these projects save lives, save property, and save money in the long run.
In a statement, FEMA said the grant program was ineffective and part of the, quote, Green New Deal agenda. FEMA also provides states with money to help cover the costs of fighting wildfires. Despite federal budget cuts, Governor Jared Polis says he hopes Colorado continues to receive that help from Washington this wildfire season.
Historically, we've gotten usually 75% back from the feds on that, and we assume and we hope that that's what we're going to get. Do we know that? No. So if the federal government doesn't match in that disaster response, then state taxpayers are on the hook for that.
Governor Polis says the state has already been increasing its funding to fight blazes over the last 4 years. That's in response to wildfires happening more often in the West. The University of Colorado is eliminating single-use plastics from campus beverage services. Here's CPR's Haley May.
The move follows the finalization of a new 10-year pouring rights agreement between the university and Pepsi. Bottles will be replaced with aluminum cans, which could boost the school's revenue for recycling. The deal marks the first of its kind for the company and includes no out-of-pocket costs for CU. Haley May, CPR News.
More news at CPR.org and KRCC.org.